Boker Tov, good morning. We're continuing. We're getting closer. We're one day away from Shabbat Kodesh, Bezat Hashem. We're almost there at Shabbat. You know that feeling when you get so close to Shabbat? It's just like, finally. I don't know, maybe you guys, some guys are still younger. They don't work yet. But when you work and you get close to Shabbat and you're one day away from Shabbat.
I was like, you
okay, said that. You can feel it anyhow. I'm saying, once you start working and you start feeling Shabbat is right next to you, it's such a feeling of relief. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shleima of all the Chalim. ובכללם, חיים דבר רחב וחד נשון על מלכן ומכם ונפקה שר בן מי השלום ומסר את דבר מיכל ודבר רפקה ונחב ונפקה ודסר שלום ומסר פעמים אדם ושלום ונחנה ובן מי ים יהודה מן יפה אחר יסך ונחן ברכה ונחנה עשים אחד ומלכה מיום ונחב ולעז בן ים ונחנה נאון ונחנה עושה ואת אמר אסתר ברכנה גבר רגיד ובן ברכה דן מייסה יסך המדי יעקב ושב ונדה הרב מן יפה יוסף ונר ושום ונשום פנינה יוסף בן יפה דניאל בן דינס ומחם בן יפה מן היה מרגדי בדק ולינה בן אבן מרים גבריאל יהושע בן נחמה חנה מלכה בת אסתר הרב שלמה בן שמסי מנחם דוד אריה בן רבקה ולהבדיל לנשמת דוד בן אליהו בנימין בן יצחק ליה דנה בת אפרים שמעון בן ישאל רינן מלכה בת דן בועז בן אברהם דינה בת אהרון תמר ברכה בת אברהם טוב בן יוסף. Okay, again, we are a little bit late, so we're going to run on a shorter schedule. But Bezat Hashem, this week's parasha, again, we have the Ten Commandments. Within the Ten Commandments, there's a very interesting point that people, they don't realize. But if you look at the Ten Commandments, first of all, the Ten Commandments, the way the Ten Commandments looked was a square. It's not how Michelangelo drew it with a round. It's a square, for those who don't know. That's how it was, okay? On the Ten Commandments, there's one side of commandments between us and God. There's another side of commandments between us and Ben Adam, between us and other people. So if you look at the Torah, where it starts out, I am Hashem, your God. We spoke about that yesterday. Don't worship other gods. V'chule, v'chule. Don't bow down to them. And so on and so forth. Then don't say Hashem's name in vain. You have to keep the Shabbat. This is all on one side, right? These are all the commandments between us and God. When you get to the second set of tablets, the second side of the commandments, you go between man and man. And the first commandment over there, the sixth commandment in the Torah, Kabed et avicha ve et imecha, honor your father and your mother. Ka'asher tzivecha adonai elokecha, like Hashem, your God, commanded you. In order for you to live long life, and it's talking about the olam shekulo tov, in the world to come, Bezat Hashem, live a long eternal life. So what's the idea between this commandment? On the idea of this commandment, we know that the second side is all ben adam lechavero, right? But they say that the honoring of parents is, mechila. Kabed et avicha ve et imecha is the last commandment of the five on this side. Then we have, you get to the second side, and you have lo. Lo tirtzach, don't murder, lo tinav, don't commit adultery, lo tignov, don't steal, lo tanev erechad shav, don't bear false witness, lo tachmon, you shouldn't get jealous. These are all ben adam lechavero. So you have the five commandments on the right, that we went over. And the last of the five commandments on the right, which would be between us and God, is honor your father and your mother. And the question everybody always asks is, it doesn't make any sense. We're putting the fifth commandment, which is on the side of us and God, between us and God, and that commandment is honor your father and mother. What does honoring your father and mother have to do between Ben Adam and Makom, between us and God? The commandment is between us and man, between us and our father, between us and our mother. What does that have to do between us and God? Right? This is the famous question everybody always asks. Right? Again, you understand the question? Two sides of the tablets. The first five are between us and God. The next five between us and other people. Don't steal, don't murder. The first five has the mitzvah of honoring your parents. But that's between us and man, not between us and God. So, I think first of all, we need to understand what the idea is behind the mitzvah of honoring our parents. Kabed et avicha ve et imecha, it should not be taken lightly. Right? The Gemara says, someone who honors their parents, Hashem is ma'aleh alav, it's as if he's honoring God directly. It's as if he's speaking directly to God. And not only that, the Gemara says, in Masechet Kiddushin, the Gemara says that God, your father and your mother, are three partners in your life. They are partners. They're all together in this. Without one of the three, we couldn't create you. You wouldn't be in existence. So it's as if we look at them as if they're on the same level, klapecha. In your vision, they're all on that same level. The way you honor God is the way you honor your parents. The way you honor your parents is the way you honor God. You know, imagine Hashem commands you to do X. And you go and respond, I don't want to. I'm not in the mood. Right? Hashem commands you, put on tefillin. Okay, what do you say? I'm in the middle of a movie. How would you react to something like that? If you see someone do that, go put on your tefillin, Hashem is talking to you. And what do you say? I'm not in the mood, I'm in the middle of the movie. That person has chutzpah, right? You see that person's disrespectful. Now take it to the other side. Your parent tells you, can you help me with something? I'm in the middle of a movie. Sounds a little bit more normal, right? In this generation. The problem is that in this generation, it became normal. That's not how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to view that request from our parent the same way we view that request from God. When we see the honor and respect of God, when you come to Knesset and you come in proper clothing, you come in with fear, you come in with awe, you come in with, you know, thinking about Hashem, it's the same thing when you go home and you're standing in front of your parents, you're supposed to be thinking about your parents, that they're like the level of God. You know, they say that, I like to always say this story, if you heard it before, I apologize, but it's a beautiful story, it's an analogy. They say there was this person one time who was given a very, very important job interview. Okay? And this person, it was a very, very beautiful, important job. And they were going in for an interview. So they went in for the interview. They started speaking to the person, asking some questions, saying, you know, this job is going to be a very, very difficult job. You're going to have to work 23 hours a day, 24 hours a day. No sleep, no time to go home. Okay, I know. They continue the interview, whatever. He says, you know, there's no days off. You have to work 7 days a week, 365 days a year, no Yom Kippur, no nothing. You don't get anything off. Okay, it's a little bit overwhelming, but I'm sure the pay will compensate for what the job is. They get through the interview, whatever, finished. Then the woman asks, okay, how much do I get paid? And the guy looks at her and says, no, you misunderstood. This is a volunteer job. This job is volunteer. You are coming to work 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 7 days a week. It's all volunteer. The girl looks at him and says, are you crazy? Why would anyone in their right state of mind ever do such a thing? Right? But what's the answer? This is a parent. Every single day, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 30 days, 31 days a month, they're working endlessly, volunteering for us, for their children. And they don't get paid. And the chidush is, you think the analogy doesn't work. The analogy works perfectly. Because even on Yom Kippur, there are parents who have to feed their children, have to take care of their children, and do for their children, even on Yom Kippur, when they're fasting, when they're going through difficulty, when it's hard for them. You see how much our parents go through and how much of it probably we don't even remember because we were so young when they did so much for us. You know, once you become a parent, you actually start to realize how much your parents did for you. Because you realize how difficult it is and how much you have to do for your children. You realize how much waking up early in the morning, in the middle of the night, changing diapers, feeding them, doing whatever it needs. If there's crying, you have to hear them cry. Hearing your own child cry is the most difficult thing in the world. But sometimes you have to hear the child cry. How do you fathom? How do you go through? It makes you realize how much your parent did for you. And I think that's really the idea behind this week's parasha. Kabere davicha v'timecha is on the side of honoring, it's on the fifth commandment between us and God, because it's not just a commandment between man and man. It's not just respecting a friend. You know, showing kavod to a friend or showing kavod to another person is not even close in comparison to showing respect and honor and fear to one's parents. When you show honor, respect to your parents, it's as if you were showing honor and respect to God Himself. So we have to take this mitzvah a lot more carefully, a lot more seriously. When you have the next opportunity to honor and respect, to show fear to your parents, take it a little bit more carefully. And Ritzono Zeu Kvodo, Kvodo Zeu Ritzono, that what is a parent's honor and respect? Everyone always asks, what does it mean to honor and respect? And there's many different explanations. You have to stand for them, you have to do this. The most important aspect of honor and respect is a person's honor is what they want. Meaning, what is important for the person, that is the respect for the person. It could be that a parent doesn't care for the child for them to stand up for them, but they care that when they ask them, can you go and help me with something, you go and help them. So that becomes your kibbut avim. That becomes your honoring your parents. And it's so important because people don't realize that. They think it's only by the books. What the books say, I have to honor that, I have to honor. More than that, no. That's not true. Your parent needs something, they need your help, you have to be there for them. And b'ezrat Hashem, when we fulfill this mitzvah of kibbut avim the proper way, we do it 100% of the way, Hashem will repay us both in this world and in the next. We'll see the blessing and the reward for honoring our parents, like the pasuk says, "Leman yarichun yamecha." Hashem will lengthen our days. There's only two mitzvot that the Torah says Hashem will give us long life. And b'ezrat Hashem, we hope that through this mitzvah that we fulfill honoring our parents, Hashem will give each and every one of us long life, both in this world and in the next. B'ezrat Hashem, have a great day, gentlemen.